An Indian woman is hoping to avoid deportation by informing on men who sold her fake jobs for more than $30,000. Tamanpreet Kaur has provided the government with details of her case in the hope it will allow her to stay in the country. Her immigration advisor is Tuariki Delamere, and he joins us now. Tēnā koe, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what is the status of this woman, your client, at the moment?
Well, at the moment, she has a specific work visa to work for a specific company, which she's not doing. This is one of the companies that were, you know, extorting money from her, and there's no real job anyway. And that's valid through to about February or March next year.
And is she cooperating with Immigration New Zealand into some sort of investigation into these allegations?
Yes, she is. She's with my assistants. She's given them all the background details of what happened to her. Now, she's a victim. However, let's be upfront. She's what I call a self-inflicted victim. She willingly went ahead and did this. And my goal is to go after these perpetrators, these employers, like the one, the Pizza Hut guy down, I think, Dunedin. I mean, he got slapped with a wet bus ticket and put on community service. I'd like to see the department, and I'm encouraged by Ministers Lee Galloway and Faafoi going after employers like the Pizza Hut guy. And
yeah, let's just be clear that that's not involved in this.
Oh, no, not involved in this.
I'm just making it clear to everyone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But I am encouraged that the department has, over the past year, been seen to go after these employers, because that's where we got to hit the problem. We really got to come down hard on those employers, and if those employers are still on some sort of residence visa themselves, cancel it, deport them. I'd like to see the law change where those people like the one in Dunedin, the Pizza Hut guy who got citizenship after coming here, cancel the bloody thing and send the bugger back to where he came from.
Okay, just to come back to the case of your client, are you satisfied with the work that Immigration New Zealand is doing to investigate this?
Well, I'm not, you know, they don't brief me on what they're doing. I hope they're investigating it, but that's really up to Peter Devoy and his team. I do hope they do so, because this is unusual. Most of these people pay cash, but we provided all the bank transactions that certainly prove that certain individuals received lots of money from her. So hopefully the department is following up on it.
So as you yourself admit, this was self-inflicted. In other words, she went ahead. She knew that this was against the law.
Yes, she did.
So why should she not be deported?
Well, that's the department. This is for the department. For me, the bigger prize is getting those employers. And if it means converting her current visa, what I suggested to the minister is convert it to open through to February. She's got 4 or 5 months to find a real job, and if she can, maybe she'll be lucky. But that's a decision for the minister and the department to make. I'm focused on, let's get these predator exploitative employers.
What can you tell us about her experience here? I mean, she's obviously had to pay a significant amount of money, $30,000.
Yes.
What sort of conditions has she been working in? What is roughly her story?
Well, what is funny about when she came to see me, she told me she was an IT person working at an IT cafe on the corner of Fraser Street and Kesteven Avenue in Merivale, Tauranga. And I says, well, I think that's a load of crap. Oh, why? Well, that's where I grew up. It's a decile one. That's my old primary school. And I can tell you now, there ain't no need for any internet cafe in that suburb of Tauranga. And she finally said it was a barber shop, and from there it all came out. But what was unusual is she had all the bank records. She had paid all these people through bank transfer transactions. So I said, look, the only chance you really have is to, you know, throw yourself on your sword and see if the department's willing to do something for you.
And what do you expect the outcome to be now, Tuariki? Do you think she's
I don't have any expectations. I just hope that the department is able to take on this case. I know they've got a lot of cases to take on, and they're constrained by budget, but I have been encouraged that under these, you know, two ministers, the department has been going after some of these employers, and I'd like to see them go after these ones. There's about four people, and one of them actually is a New Zealander, a Maori. And as a Maori myself, you know, I want to stop that as well. I don't want to see Maori involved in exploiting people. It's bad enough we get exploited ourselves in time, so let's stop that.
Thanks for your time. Tariki Delamere there, immigration advisor to Dhamanpreet Kaur, who is hoping to avoid deportation effectively by informing on the men who sold her these fake jobs. She paid over more than $30,000.